Well, the Labour Review will provide rich fodder for our political commentators. Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent at The Conversation, Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra, and she joins me now in our Parliament House studio. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Geraldine.
Now, you write today that the findings of this review are obvious and incontestable. Did you find any big surprises there?
I don't think there are big surprises. I think that broadly we knew why Labor lost the election, and the feelings of people looking at it beforehand, journalists and political participants, reflected in this review. But I do think the degree of detail of the review, and of course the critique of the actual campaigning, which produces more insight into what was happening on the ground, very useful, very comprehensive. I think it's a good, well put together report.
Yes. I mean, if you just heard Jay Weatherall there, you've got to have, he said, a message. Now, does that have to become a mantra, like, you know, people parody almost jobs and growth for the Liberals? But clearly that worked in key areas anyway, and other areas it didn't. But this crafting of a message in complex times, it's very nice to diagnose retrospectively. It was very hard to come up with now, isn't it?
It's clear that, as the report says, Labor had too many messages and too much clutter in its policy agenda. But as you say, we live in a complex world, and yet people have less and less time. They're more turned off politics. So it's even more important than in the past for the messages to be cut through and to be simple. It's perhaps an unfortunate fact, I think, but it is a fact of modern campaigning.
Do you think that this will lead to a more conservative, slimmed down approach to campaigning, like particularly that realising that the big handout perception of Labor, which has worked for Labor in the past, it didn't work with the very people it was trying to remedy their lives with. Do you think that's going to change the way we parties campaign?
I certainly think Labor next time won't have as big a spending agenda. But that's separate, I think, from this whole question of boldness. Jay Weatherall was saying, and the report says, that it's not advocating moving away to a timid agenda. But I do think that at the next election, having been so burned this time, Labor is likely to be more cautious and conservative with its agenda, as well as having a smaller agenda. Mm. I think that's just likely to be the natural reaction. We're already seeing a bit of this coming through in debates about particular policies. And of course, one point that needs to be made, Geraldine, is that this report is not about the content of policy. It was never going to be. Mm. That work remains to be done. And that, of course, is the really hard work that faces the party, especially the leader, in the next 18 months, couple of years.
Thank you very much indeed, Michelle.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent at The Conversation, and a professorial fellow at the University of Canberra.